Gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist has chosen a Miami public school teacher to be his running mate. Joshua Epstein talked with her.
Less than 3 weeks ago, on August 27th, Charlie Crist selected Carla Hernandez, the president of the teachers union in Miami, to be his running mate against Ron DeSantis and Jeanette Nunez this November. Today we speak with Carla Hernandez. Carla, who are you, and introduce yourself to Sarasota and Bradenton listeners for us.
I was born and raised in Hialeah, a very Hispanic community in Miami-Dade. I am a teacher and the mother of two children that attend public schools. And this is part of the American dream. I mean, my parents are from Honduras, which is in Central America. They both migrated and met here in the United States, did, you know, very arduous labor. My dad was a farm worker. He, you know, worked in the Everglades, cutting sugar cane, cutting tomatoes. And then he became the skilled laborer and a carpenter. And he taught me the importance of working people in the middle class and fighting for respect and having dignity in your workforce and in the labor movement. And so I decided I wanted to give back to the community when I grew up. And I decided to become a teacher, a special education teacher. And I've been doing it for 19 years, proudly serving, you know, in Miami-Dade County Public Schools. I'm a former teacher of the year for the school that I taught in, which is Hialeah Middle. And, you know, just really supporting and lifting all communities, because there's so many things that are important to our families and the communities that we represent.
So you mentioned that you're an educator, and obviously this, we've seen a lot of focus from the DeSantis campaign on education and public schools, and we've seen bills like HB 7, the Stop Woke Act, and then also HB 1557, which has been dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill. What has been the impact of these bills in the class?
You know, while DeSantis is vilifying teachers and really demonizing the profession, Charlie's, you know, supports and uplifts, you know, our career and the people that are doing, I think, God's work, you know, in our communities, by bringing a teacher along and bringing a teacher on the ticket that can represent and speak up for not only educational issues, but really all kinds of issues that are happening in our community. About, there's a lot that's at stake. Public education is 48th in the nation. Think about that. You know, we're almost dead last. And, you know, when Charlie Crist was governor, we were 35th in the nation. And I'm counting on Gen Z. Like, these are the folks that are now able to vote. And, you know, we need to make sure that everybody understands that it is our freedom. It is a woman's freedom to make decisions about their family with their own family. And we have to make sure that people understand that that's on the line and that that's at risk. Our freedom to vote. DeSantis has gerrymandered two African-American communities, their voting blocks, out of congressional districts. This is a type of oppressive government and leadership that, you know, dictators do in other countries like Cuba and Venezuela and Nicaragua. And it's just unbearable to see that this is what's happening here. So we can't let these wannabe dictators and authoritarians control and take away and manipulate our freedoms through fear. And so I'm going to be the truth teller and the teacher on this campaign, making sure that I educate folks on what the issues are, that we talk about real issues like affordability and the housing crisis that many Floridians are having to endure, and making sure that they have a seat at the table because I represent communities.
I know a big problem in the state of Florida is in throughout the country is people are very divided. So this is, I'm from Miami-Dade County, I'm from where you are, and I let a teacher know that I was going to be interviewing you. And his question was, how do we heal as a state, and why is you and the Crist, Charlie Crist, a better option than DeSantis and Nunez to heal our state and try to bring people, folks together?
So, I mean, I think we're completely opposite campaigns and completely just opposite in terms of ideology. We have Ron DeSantis, who's trying to stir up MAGA extremists, people that want to divide communities, people that do use fear-mongering as a tactic to try to get people to vote out of fear. And then you have us, two really nice people, a school teacher, a mom that really cares about uniting communities and making sure that, you know, Charlie always says us that we bring the sunshine back to the state.
This past Tuesday, Carla Hernandez, was in Sarasota to speak to a group of supporters. We caught up with a few of those supporters afterwards. First of them is Scott Hodstein, the Democratic Public Education Caucus of Florida's president. Scott, what does it mean to have a teacher at the top of the ticket?
It means so much, especially in Florida today. We have kids who don't have qualified teachers in front of them. We have special needs students who don't have paraprofessionals or teachers. We have people trying to ban books. We are creating an environment where many students, including LGBTQ students, don't feel safe and secure, which is their right under Article 9, Section 1 of the Florida Constitution. So having a teacher and a special needs teacher on the ticket is going to bring to light all of those issues from the inside.
Next, we caught up with Morelia Glassberg, the president of the Sarasota County Democratic Party's Hispanic Caucus. Morelia, what does it mean to have a Hispanic at the top of the ticket? And also, what do you think of Carla?
I think she's very energetic. I think it's very important that we have a Latina. We need more Latinos and Blacks represented. We are not represented enough. I am from Brazil, and we need more representation. I think she's a union member. She's a teacher.
After, we caught up with Joanne DeVries, the chair of the Sarasota Democratic Party. Joanne, what do you think of Carla?
Oh my God, just absolutely amazing. She blew the crowd away. It's so exciting. She knows the issues that we are up against with the DeSantis people and with all of the local school boards. I'm just absolutely delighted.
This has been Joshua Epstein with WSLR.